Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giridvarudari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giridvarudari. Jashodanandana Raja Janaranjana. Jashodanandana Raja Janaranjana. Jashodanandana Raja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vannasari. Jamuna Tira Vannasari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giridvarudari. Jana Ballabha Giridvarudari. Jashodanandana Raja Janaranjana. Jashodanandana Raja Janaranjana. Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Paribrajakacharya Astutara Sata Sri Srimad Abhaichannarvind Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Grantaraja Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Gaur Premanandi. Glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Anyone know who wrote that song? Go ahead. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one of an ocean of devotional prayers, ecstasies, instructions that the Thakur produced. Today we are celebrating his appearance. And so we should remember him and how important he is to our devotional lives, devotional practice. He's a very important personality. Someone called him the seventh Goswami. It's the title of a book about the Thakur. Can we have this fan on? I'm very, very hot. Thank you. So we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, 7th chapter, text number 17. The chapter is entitled, What Prahlad Learned in the Womb. Bhavatam api bhuyat me, bhavatam api bhuyam me, bhavatam api bhuyan me, yadi shraddate vacha, yadi shraddate vacha, yadati shraddate vacha, vaisharadi dhi shraddatah, vaisharadi dhi shraddatah, vaisharadi dhi shraddatah, shraddatah. Stri balanam cha me yata, stri balayan me cha me yata, stri balanam cha me yata, bhavatam api bhuyan me yadi shraddatate vacha, Vaisharadidhi Shraddhata Sri Balayan Chameyata. Atam api bhuyan me Hello. Balayam chameyata. bhavatam, of yourselves, api, also, bhuyat, it may be, me, of me, yadi, if, shadate, you believe in, vacha, the words, vaisharadi, of the most expert, or in relation to the Supreme Lord. Dhi, intelligence. Shaddhataha, because of firm faith. Stri, of women. Balanam, of small boys. Cha, also. Me, of me. Yata, just as. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith you can also understand transcendental knowledge just like me, although you are small children. Similarly, a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter. These words of Prahlad Maharaj are very important in regard to knowledge descending by disciplic succession. Even when Prahlad Maharaj was a baby within the womb of his mother, he became fully convinced of the existence of the Supreme Power because of hearing the powerful instructions of Narad, and understood how to attain perfection in life by Bhakti Yoga. These are the most important understandings in spiritual knowledge. Yasya devi para bhakti yata devi tata guru tasyaita karhita hyartam prakashante mahatmana. Unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master, all the imports of Vedic knowledge are automatically revealed. Svetesvaratara Parishad 6:23. Atak Shri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grayam indriya sevan mukhi hi jivado sayam eva spuratya dha. No one can understand Krishna as he is by the blunt material senses, but he reveals himself to the devotees, being pleased with them for their transcendental loving service unto him. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1:2-234. Again, Bhakti Mam Abhijanati Javan Yasmas Chasmi Tatvataha Tato Mam Tatvato Gyatva Vishate Tad Anantaram. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Bhagavad Gita 18:55. These are Vedic instructions. One must have full faith in the words of the spiritual master and similar faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then the real knowledge of Atma and Paramatma and the distinction between matter and spirit will be automatically revealed. This Atma Tattva, or spiritual knowledge, will be revealed within the core of a devotee's heart because of his having taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Mahajan, such as Prahlad Maharaj. In this verse, the word bhuyat may be understood to mean let there be. Prahlad Maharaj offers his blessings to his class friends, saying, also become faithful like me, become bona fide Vaishnavas. A devotee of the Lord desires for everyone to take to Krishna consciousness. Unfortunately, however, people sometimes do not have staunch faith in the words of the spiritual master who comes by the disciplic succession, and therefore they are unable to understand transcendental knowledge. The spiritual master must be in the line of authorized disciplic succession, like Prahlad Maharaj, who received the knowledge from Narad. If the class friends of Prahlad Maharaj, the sons of demons, were to accept the truth through Prahlad, they would certainly also become fully aware of transcendental knowledge. The words Vaisharadhi refer to intelligence concerning the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is extremely expert. The Lord has created wonderful universes by His expert knowledge. Unless one is extremely expert, he cannot understand the expert management of the Supreme Expert. One can understand, however, if one is fortunate enough to meet a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession from Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, Mother Lakshmi, or the Kumaras. These four sampradayas or disciplic successions of knowledge and transcendence are called the Brahma Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, the Sri Sampradaya, and Kumara Sampradaya. Sampradaya bina je mantraste nishphala mata. The knowledge of the Supreme received from such a sampradaya or disciplic succession can give one enlightenment. If one does not take to the path of disciplic succession, it is not possible for one to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If one understands the Supreme Lord through devotional service with faith in the disciplic succession, and then advances further, he awakens his natural love for God. And then his success in life is assured. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Shun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapandantikam. Bhavatam api bhuyam me yadi shadatate vacha vaisharadhi dhi shadatta sti balanam chame yata. Prahlad Maharaj continued, "My dear friends, if you can place your faith in my words, simply by that faith, you can also understand transcendental knowledge just like me, although you are small children. Similarly, a woman can also understand transcendental knowledge and know what is spirit and what is matter." So Prahlad is speaking to his friends, and he's kind of speaking about himself, which is a little unusual for a humble devotee, that if you listen to me, if you hear my words and have faith in me, by that faith you can also become understand transcendental knowledge. He's saying that not to raise himself up, but rather to, because he heard that knowledge. It's about his spiritual master. He heard the knowledge from his spiritual master. Right in the womb, he understood. He heard and understood. Earlier on, I think it says about supreme power. Mentions supreme power, that he was aware, he became aware of the supreme power while he was still in the womb. At that stage, of course, supreme power, it's like, what do you call it? Impersonal at that stage. It develops after hearing. But even while within the womb, he understood the supreme power. And then it developed into transcendental knowledge of the Lord and his pastimes and etc. And he's emphasizing faith, because that's where it all starts. And without faith, it's becomes very difficult. Ado Shraddha, that's the beginning, right? Ado Shraddha. So faith has to be there. And we put our faith in so many different things, isn't it? Just in a general way, we're faithful to many, many different ideas. Mostly our faith is in that we are this body. That's the reality for most of us. But when we develop faith in the words of the spiritual master, the words of the devotee, words of the transcendentalist, we get some idea, we hear something and we catch on to that, then our spiritual lives can begin. It's the beginning. So Prabhupada said these words of Prahlad Maharaj are very important. He's emphasizing the disciplic succession, and that so this is one important point that is that Prabhupada's bringing out, that this understanding, this transcendental knowledge, has to be heard, has to be understood through disciplic succession, and you cannot hope to make any advancement or in your understanding any development of real understanding unless that knowledge is coming down through the disciplic succession. Prabhupada mentions there's four sampradayas. We are part of the Brahma Sampradaya, Brahma, and then qualified Gaudiya, Brahma Gaudiya Sampradaya. So it's a branch of a branch, coming down from Brahma, but then through the Gaudiya line. That means Gaudiya's Orissa, Bengal, right? That's our, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who's one of the major important members of that line, especially for us, because he started the revitalization of this line, this Gaudiya line. He revitalized it, because it had become somewhat dissipated. The line was still there. It's not that it wasn't there. It was there, but it wasn't prominent. And it's said that, you know, people didn't have faith in these sadhus, because there was a lot of mixed things going on, a lot of other people in the name of Mahaprabhu, name of Chaitanya, they were doing all kinds of stuff, right? So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he began the revitalization of the Gaudiya line. And actually he was also the first person, the first Acharya, who started preaching in the West. He didn't go himself, he didn't travel overseas, but he sent his books. He sent his books. So that was the beginning of that. So he's important for us. They're all important, but he's especially important. And then his son then took that line all over India, right? Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur established 64 mats. But he was also thinking about the rest of the world. Why? Why were they thinking like that? Because it was the desire, the order, if you like, of Mahaprabhu, right? That in every town and village of the world, this Harinam will go. So, and then we know the history, but just the point is that it's all coming down in disciplic succession. It's not just somebody's idea. It's not Prabhupada's. Prabhupada didn't come out of the blue and give us this knowledge, but rather he had firm faith in his spiritual master's words, right? And therefore, he was able to take that message all over the world. And it's interesting, he was an old man, frail, right? But just taking that, just with that faith, he was able to do so much. And then if you look at the devotees who were working with him, his followers, especially in those early days, they were a ragtag bunch, we say, ragtag bunch. This one, that one, not with any special qualification. But what was their qualification? They had firm faith in the words of Srila Prabhupada. So he said something, they did it. They didn't question it, they did it. And because of that firm faith, because of that connection, it worked. You know, they went out, individuals went out, set up temples all over the country, first in America, in Europe, all over the world. Just one, you know, one guy, you know, he heard Prabhupada wanted Bali Madan, just an example, you know, he went off to Australia on his own. Prabhupada encouraged him, told him, yes, do that, start chanting, just following Prabhupada's words, and then the whole Krishna consciousness movement developed in Australia. And similar stories all over. Wonderful things. Like, I want to print Back to Godhead. They didn't know how, they weren't printers, publishers, those boys. They were not experienced or they didn't know what they were doing. But they took Prabhupada's word and they did it. Just do it. And we see that. So that's an example for us. Simply by faith, you can understand transcendental knowledge and you can execute the order of the spiritual master. But that without that faith, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. So Prabhupada has given many verses here, quoted. And these two things are stressed. You have to have faith, but you also have to please the devotees and the Lord. Right? It's not just faith alone, but you have to do something. And by that pleasing, by that, then the blessings come. Bhuyat. Prahlad Maharaj, he's a Mahajan, right? Maybe 5 years old, but he's a Mahajan. If he says Bhuyat, let it be, that's a good... I thought I turned the volume down, but it's still making noises. Says it's on mute. Faith in the spiritual master, faith in the supreme Lord, and pleasing those two. You have to please them. You have to do something for them. Krishna says in the Gita, what pleases him, right? We have to take up that work in order for our development. Does it make sense? So, we want to understand the Supreme Lord. We want to have access to this transcendental knowledge, right? But the acharyas, the devotees are saying, let it be. Let it be so, right? They're giving blessings. They all want it, but we have to take it. And before we can move in that direction, we have to first understand who we are. This Atma Tattva, this knowledge of the Self and the Supreme, right? So that comes back down to the basics. We have to go to the basics, that we are not this body. We are not this body, therefore we can go in this direction. Because if we're attached to the body, if we're this body, then it doesn't mean anything, doesn't make any sense. Right? I mean, you've heard it before, you know. Before you can become Krishna conscious, you have to become conscious, right? You have to become conscious. You have to come to the human form. You have to come to the human platform. Civilized platform, and in Bhagavatam you find instructions or criteria for what that means to be human, and we don't necessarily come to that platform, right, as yet, but we have the instructions of the spiritual master, of the acharyas, and we have the holy name, right? So that's the panacea, the holy name of the Lord, the Sankirtan Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtan, right? That's our hope, that's our shelter. We take the name, we chant the holy names of the Lord every day. And we have to We have to go deep, deep. In the beginning, they say that, you know, it's we're not really chanting the names, the pure names. Some shadow name. We're chanting with offense. We're not really chanting the names of the Lord. But we have to strive for that. We have to move to that point. We have to come to that point, right? And so the devotees like Prahlad, like Srila Prabhupada, are giving us all opportunity, all benediction, all... did I say opportunity? I think I did. Yeah. They're giving us the way. They're making it easy for us. This is the age of Kali. It's the easiest age for this, right? No one's qualified here, but everyone has that same opportunity. You can take the words of Prahlad. You can take the words of Mahaprabhu, Krishna himself. Huh? Every morning we chant the Shikshastakam, right? We have to go deep into that Shikshastakam. It's the only, they say it's the only writings of Mahaprabhu, the only thing that he written, that he left. Cheto darpanam majanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam shriya kairava chandrika. It's the cleansing. It's the only thing. Harinama, harinama, harinama eva kevam. Kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva. Gotiranyata. Repeated 3 times. It's our only way. And by... we got a little faith. We came. We're making the attempt. Take shelter of the holy name. Take shelter of the devotees of the Lord and do something every morning. Ask yourself, what am I going to do today for Srila Prabhupada's movement? Because by that mood, that attitude, you'll be able to do something, and that will become pleasing to the devotees, and that assures your purification from within, because it happens internally. It's not an external thing. It's an internal thing. The heart. We always say the heart's here. Here. Somewhere. Right? But when you feel emotion, this is where you feel it. You get angry, or you feel love, or whatever. You feel it here. At least I do. I don't know about that. I guess everyone does. That's where I feel it. Or here sometimes. It has to go to that level. You know, it has to go down. It has to go deep. It always annoys me when they say, when they chant in the kirtan, from the heart, from the heart. I find it annoying, but I understand what they're talking about. Because that's where it has to come from ultimately. You have to go deep, right? Any questions or comments? Well, tell me.
Hare Krishna. I was wondering which sampradaya Pandavas belong to? Which sampradaya Pandavas belong to?
Which sampradaya do the Pandavas belong to? Interesting question. I can't remember it ever being mentioned anywhere. Any clues? Directly. Yes. Give it to him. Give him the mic.
The Pandavas are eternal Parishats. So that means they're the eternal friends of Lord Krishna. So they belong to Krishna Sampradaya.
Krishna has his own Sampradaya.
Yeah.
That's true. Actually, this is the fact. And Prabhu over there also mentioned that Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita directly to Arjuna, right?
Yeah.
So they have a direct link, as do other parishads that he's talking about. So they're a special category, you know. Krishna himself also, you know, he went to Gurukul and he did all those things, but that's an example, he's giving example, you know. So it's an interesting question, but I think that's the right answer that Prabhu gave. They're a special category, and Krishna, you know, they have a direct link. They're eternal associates of the Lord, right? So they don't need to get that transcendental knowledge through disciplic succession. They're already properly situated.
One time I was reading in Mahabharata that they also had one special master, Dhaumya Rishi.
Say again?
They also had one spiritual master, Dhaumya Rishi, Dhaumya Muni.
Dhaumya. He was their priest, right? Family priest. He's the family priest. They also had acharyas. Drona was their... they had teachers. Not that they didn't have teachers. They had teachers. Teachers teaching them warfare. And they had... Dhaumya was their family priest. Family acharya. He wants to say something.
I was just going to say that in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Narada Muni instructs Yudhisthira, and also in the Mahabharata, Lomasa, there's so many Angira rishis, Lomasa, so many rishis came out and visited the Pandavas during their exile, and they got a lot of shiksha instructions from all these great rishis. So in the Pandavas case, there was no dearth or no lacking of different rishis and different sages who instructed them.
They knew how to behave. So when there was when any saintly person came into their, they would properly worship them and then hear from them. You know, that you can see that example is there in Mahabharata, in Bhagavatam. It's there. Go ahead.
I just gonna say, when they were in exile, Yudhisthira asked the same questions of three different rishis. He asked the question, what is more powerful, a man's destiny or a man's actions? He asked the same question to three different rishis. What's more powerful, a man's destiny or a man's actions? So it was an interesting question.
Any other question? The mic, please. Make it easier than that one.
Hare Krishna. You said in your class that we cannot make any advancement in our knowledge unless we hear it from someone in the disciplic succession. So does that mean that we should not try to read the scriptures on our own? We should just hear them from a person in disciplic succession, a devotee? Or should, like, hearing the Bhagavatam class now? Or should we also read Bhagavatam?
Should we read the Bhagavatam on our own, or should we only hear the Bhagavatam in the class? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
No, but when you're reading the Bhagavatam...
I mean, like, can we make advancement in knowledge if we just read it, the Bhagavatam, on our own?
It's very difficult to do anything on your own. Very, in spiritual life, you don't find doing on your own doesn't usually work. You have to be always in the association of devotees in order to protect yourself on the one hand, but also to take siksha from them, to learn from them, to hear from them. So even if you're studying, you should be reading the Bhagavatam daily, or the Bhagavad Gita, or other books of Srila Prabhupada. And when you're doing that, you are hearing in disciplic succession, you're hearing from Prabhupada directly, but then you need to discuss those things. Questions will come up in your mind, right? You'll have some question. And so you need to discuss that with other devotees. So it's always actually good to read with someone else. Better than reading on your own is reading with someone else out loud, and then you can discuss and try to clarify issues that come up which are not, you know, that you don't understand. And then even more powerful than that is sitting with some senior devotees and hearing, you know, like when you do like a Bhakti Shastri course and there's a teacher, because that's even, it's more systematic and it's more helpful. So these are all bona fide ways. So reading on your own, is nothing wrong with reading on your own, but just to, you know, you have to be reading and how does it affect me, and then questions come. You have to discuss those questions with someone who's going to, you know. And it doesn't have to be one of the gurus. We have so many gurus. Anyone, any devotee can help you. And you can help them also with that discussion. And that's what Mahatmanas, what is that? That's what devotees do. They're constantly talking about and glorifying the Lord. So if you're reading Bhagavatam, that's what it's all about. And you do it on your own, you do it with someone else, you do it in a group. It's all important and it's all valuable. It's all valuable. When you're reading Bhagavatam, you're hearing directly from Srila Prabhupada. I mean, you know, that's very... But then there's going to be things that questions, you know. So then you discuss. Never shy away from philosophical discussions, because that strengthens your understanding. It may be intellectual, but it still strengthens it, which then strengthens your faith. And faith is very important, as we heard, twice mentioned in this verse. Faith, it's the beginning of everything. And that's why it's so important that faith is fanned, not, don't pour water on someone else's faith. You know, some, you know, devotees do that sometimes, unfortunately. A very bad thing to do. Convince by argument, by reference to scripture, but don't pour water on faith. You have something else?
Thank you, that was a good answer.
Is that okay? Anyone else? In that case, we will end there. Thank you all very much. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.